Good day, my brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Sheer Sincere. It is a beautiful rainy day where I'm at. I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, I pray that your day is going well. And if not, you happen to be going down in the dumps a little bit, give it to God and keep on moving. He got you. Well, today, it took me a little time to think about coming on. It was like, am I ready or am I not ready? But, you know, God just kept pushing me, kept showing me things, revealing things. So I felt like he wants me to talk about this. And what we're going to talk about today is vain glory. You know, which can spill into every aspect of your life, every relationship, I should say. In your life, your marriage, parent, child, co-workers, engaging with people of the world, everyday life. But most importantly, it can spill into who God called you to be and how you're representing the Spirit of God, representing the God that you serve, being like Christ. That's most importantly, because we know this life is but a vapor. You know, we can be here today, gone tomorrow. So what are you representing? What are you representing with vainglory? Do you represent vainglory? I mean, listen, we only human. Some of us do have that pride in our accomplishments and what we've done and how far we've gone. And others should look up to us. They should honor us. They should take light in us, because if they want to be successful too, they should look at me. You know, they should look at all the things that I've done. Let me teach them. Yes, God maybe called you to teach others. But are you giving God any praise in that accomplishment and achievements that you have come to do? Do you give him glory, or do you get all the glory? All that vain glory. Think about it. We all are guilty of saying, wow, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. I got the dream. I mean, I'm talking to my believers out there, of course, because we got to give God all the glory for everything that we have, all that we've done, all that he's gotten us through. That's what I want to say. Everything he's gotten us through, trials and tribulations, the journeys, the accomplishments, achievements. He had to give us that hope and that push, that drive, that we had to go within to get that, because it wasn't easy. So let's give him the glory. Because if you're representing God, you would act a certain way, right? And people looking at you from the outside can really say that you represent God, because you live in the Spirit. You have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, you love others. You have joy. You have peace. You don't let anything get you down. You're long-suffering. You're patient. You endure. Even when things are going wrong, people are treating you bad, you endure. You're long-suffering. You're gentle. You have goodness of character in your heart. You have faith in God. You have meekness. You're not angry quickly. And you have temperance, you have self-control. That's living in the Spirit, and that's representing God. And then if you live in the Spirit, the Bible says to walk in the Spirit as well. So if you're walking in the Spirit, you're not being desirous of vainglory. You're not looking for people to look at you and like, oh, look at her, oh, look at him, oh, wow, they got that nice car, oh, they got their shoe, oh, they, look at their dress, look at what they got, look at their house, look at that. No, we're not looking for that. We're not desiring that. We're not provoking one another. We're not provoking one another to be, this is in Galatians, to be, jealous of us. We don't want to provoke people, irritate people by our character. That's not being living in the Spirit or walking in the Spirit. We don't want people, and we don't want to be envious of anyone else. That's not living or walking in the Spirit, and that's not representing God. We are not to be jealous. It's a sin. And as I was not gonna do the vain glory talking about all this. You know, I was starting to pick up my Bible and read it and take a break. I came across Philippians 2:3. And not even thinking I was going to talk about this, but it was there again. In Philippians 2:3, it says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." And this was Paul talking to the church about how they need to come together, be as one, like-minded, on the same accord for the same purpose. And I think because you're in this position, or I'm in that position, or I'm not in that position, that you're better than me. And I need to honor you and give you all this praise and, you know, glory, which is vain. That's what that means. So I said, you know what, let's talk about it. Do you put others before you? Or is it all about you? Do you put your husband or your wife before you? Or is it all about you? Do you put your children before you, their needs before you? Or is it all about you? Let's think about this in every relationship, in your friendships, in your coworker, you know, workships. You know what I mean? Do you ever put that person's needs or desires or wants before yours? Or are you the one always trying to tell everybody, oh, I think this is how it should be? Do you listen to others' opinions? Or is it all about sharing? You know, the spirit of this world, I would have to say, is jealousy, is envious, is provoking, is greed, vainglory. You know, selfishness. That's the spirit of this world. And I don't represent the world. I try my best not to. I try my best to represent Christ and to be like Jesus. That's what I represent, doing my best every day. Sometimes I get caught up in foolishness, you know, foolish talk and jokery, which we should not do. God does not want us to be having these foolish conversations and being like, you know, gesturing and stuff, making fun of people, joking. He doesn't want, that's not in our character, you know, because that's offensive. That's offending someone. We're supposed to be edifying with our words. So that's another thing. You know, you get together with people you know, and y'all start gossiping, talking about other people. No, not cool. Not cool at all. So how do you, you know, deal with people that don't have the same opinion as you, or don't live the same way as you? How do you deal with when your kids are, you know, acting out of control or disrespectful? How are you dealing with these kind of things? Are you thinking like, oh man, listen, they don't know who they're messing with, or they have no clue? Or do you try to be meek, you know, try to get your steam down a little bit and think about what that person on the other end, which you're not liking right now, the other end of things, how are they feeling inside? What are they thinking? What's going on with them? Did they need to come at me like that? Did they need to act like that? Or are you all about, you know, being right? Having that pride. What are you representing? Are you representing Christ? No, not like that. So let's check ourselves in that area. That's the first and foremost, most important relationship you can have, is with God and walking in, you know, the likeness of Jesus. And, you know, we can go into our marriage. How are you representing your marriage when you go out into this world of darkness and shame and all these bad things? How are you representing your marriage, your family? You know, not based on the environment you're in. You know, if you have to go to work and you got to meet in that a place where it's a lot of, you know, people that may attract you, are you acting like, oh, well, you know, I could be a little flirty today because, you know, it's just a business. We're just having fun. It's nothing, you know, serious. My wife knows I love her. My husband knows I love him. Would you go there? Or would you just keep it straight up professional? I'm here for a meeting. I'm not thinking about that. I have my family, my wife, my husband at home that I love dearly. I'm not going to sit here and disrespect them in front of my coworkers like it's okay. What are you representing? Kids, you know, we spoke about this last time, how kids are getting so disrespectful. What are you representing? You know, as parents, we have to represent in order to show our children how to be, you know, so we have to be an example to them. So, you know, that's all another podcast right there. So, yeah, but what are we representing, parents? When you go out there, let's talk about the parents. When you go out there into the world, how are you representing your family, your children? Are you going out there acting a fool? You know, moms, dads, hanging with the buddies, all in public places. You know, you see people that know your family, and you acting all wild. What are you representing? Losing your temper in the store or in front of your children, or losing, you know, control of who you claim to be in Christ. What are you representing? Are you representing your family out there in the proper manner, attitude, behavior? People see you and they see, wow, that's a good person right there, meaning that, you know, they're always, you know, honest. I never heard anything bad about them, you know? They seem to always be like calm, collected, you know, easy to talk to, very friendly. What are people saying about you? Not that you should care, because if you really, you know, God knows your heart, but still, an outside appearance, what are you representing? What are you representing? It goes for anybody and everybody. You know, at your job, what are you representing? Are you taking lightly the time that you have, downtime? Are you taking advantage of the job? Are they taking advantage of you? Are employees taking advantage of their employees? What are they representing? Are they representing, you know, professionalism, honesty, fair treatment? Are they recognizing, you know, their employees properly, listening, consulting when it needs to get done? So what are we all representing in the position that we play, the roles that we play? What are we representing? Yet you play many roles. What are you representing in those roles to the world when you're not around people that you love the most and that are closest to you? And we already established, first and foremost, we need to represent Christ. So if we're representing Christ in all those other relationships, we're going to be representing it correctly. Because we already represent the source of our life, of our soul. So therefore, it's going to play out in every other area. And it should. And yeah, we all got some work to do. You know, ain't nobody perfect over here. I've fallen and stumbled plenty of times. I would admit that very much so. But I get back up with the grace and strength of the Lord, and He keeps me going, persevering through and enduring, long suffering, being patient, picking up my cross daily, not living by the flesh, but by the Spirit, not being tempted to do the things that I shouldn't do, that I know I shouldn't do. But also being able to say sorry, to repent, forgive myself and ask for forgiveness of others and of God, and to forgive others when they do us wrong. So it's all full circle, people. My brothers and sisters, it's all full circle, okay? What you give is what you get, in a sense, like you want to say. What you give is what you get, okay? So let's give our best. Let's give our best and put our best foot forward each day as we wake up and thank God for another day that we're here because we have purpose. Purpose to show others the light, the love, and the faith that we have. And I know it may be hard out there, maybe rough, maybe going through a down time in your life, you know, grieving, loss, you know, disappointments. It may be some things you're going through, but we got to keep our faith and our hope, and we got to long suffer and keep going, you know. Endure until the end, run this race that He has put before us, and run it with endurance and patience, because our reward is in heaven. So let's go out there and represent who we need to represent the right way, the honorable right, the just way. And I'm going to leave this with y'all, and just think about it, go over it, listen to it again if you need to. I appreciate all your support and for you tuning in today with me. As you're sincere, we just want to encourage and show you love and hope that you can walk away listening to this podcast and feel better about the next step in your life, the next moment in your life, the next call you need to make, whatever it may be. Be confident in yourself and all God has for you. I pray all is well. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Until we meet again, I'm out. Cheers, sincere. Peace.